You're with Jerry. Harry's with Jerry. Working with the orchestra, Mischke Broadcast, Black Sheep Network. 646 Talk, the number here, 646-8255. Pound Star. When did Pound and Star start? Let me see if I can find that out. I wonder if operators are telephone history buffs or phone company history buffs. I don't remember a star.
West, this is Lori.
Hi. Quick question. Wonder if you know the answer to it. The Star and the Pound?
Mm-hmm.
How long have they been around?
Ah, well, it's kind of a good question. I'm not really sure.
Were they on the Rotary?
I don't think so. It probably is something that's come about since we got the touch pads and the tones.
Uh-huh.
I bet it is.
And they just came up, interesting, they came up with Pound and Star.
Mm-hmm.
And Star looks like a star, but why do they call that Pound?
That is, well, that is the pound sign for, what do I want to say?
For if something weighs 10 pounds, you
mm-hmm.
put that there?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
I feel like an idiot. I didn't know.
It's kind of like an abbreviation, I think.
Oh, Pound and Star.
Yeah.
And do we get by just with those, or could we use one more? You know, something
I don't know. Seems like they're doing okay with
yeah.
just the Star and the Pound. Yeah.
Yeah. You wonder if we'd screw things up by getting rid of one of them, or if they really need the Pound and Star.
Right. Or yeah. if they just put it on so it would match the other side.
I forgot about that. It balances it out.
Right.
It probably originally was just a little design.
It probably was
yeah.
The Star, and then they decide, well, they better have something else. So.
Yeah, that son of a gun. Well, that's interesting. Thanks a million.
You're welcome.
Right,
bye-bye.
Those operators are about the nicest people you'll ever meet. Kodiak, what are you, some sort of expert on this? That you seem to have some info on this.
Well, I used to have a rotary phone, and there was no Pound
right,
or Star.
Right, but wasn't there an extra thing besides 0 through 9? There was no extra thing?
No, it was just 0. Huh. 0 didn't have any letters. I think that was the one thing. It was one.
Oh, 0 didn't have any.
Didn't have any letters.
Well, it doesn't have any letters now.
Right, and then I think it must have come with the touch tones to fill out the space.
Yeah, we'd lose this sound without Pound Star. Wow, why'd it go to that? Why'd it go to that right away? It goes right away to a busy signal when I hit Pound. What happens when I hit Star? Would you quit wasting time, Mischke? Hey, remember when we used to have that Star 1500 thing? What is that? Remember, yeah, if you have a Star phone, or a cell phone, Star 1500. Does that work anymore?
Actually, I think it was Pound 1500.
Or Pound 1500?
I don't think it works anymore.
Wes, this is Luke.
Hi, I was calling a number where they said if you have a rotary dial phone, do blah, 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 you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure out if I have a rotary dial phone or not. I didn't know how to answer that question.
Okay, basically, Do you push buttons to dial out on your phone?
No, I have a, you know, one of those, it's a crank thing. You turn it and ring like that.
All right, yep, that is rotary dial.
What? Well, what, but really?
Yep.
Because it's one of those when you ring, and then Sarah, like that. Sarah, like that. Ring, you know, there is no, you just crank the thing, and then Sarah, like that. Can I speak to your supervisor?
Yep, one moment.
We apologize for the delay in answering your call. Please stay on the line.
This is Wendy. How may I help you?
I was talking to one of your guys. He just quit talking to me. I don't know what the heck happened.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
And so I had questions, and I don't know what happened.
I can try to help you.
I'm trying to figure out if I have a rotary phone or not, because I called this number, and they said if you have a rotary phone, walk off a short pier, you antiquated freak or something.
Mm. What? Oh, rotary phone is just if you have a dial phone instead of a touch tone.
I have the kind, it's the real old-fashioned kind where there's a crank on the side of the wooden box and you turn it and it goes, ring.
Oh, one of those.
Like that.
Oh, that'd be considered rotary. Okay. Yeah, that wouldn't be a touch tone. A touch tone is, you know, the little buttons
that go
three across. But if you have one of those old-fashioned phones.
When did they come up with that, this whole button deal? Is that
touch tone?
Is that pretty new?
No. Oh. Well, touch tone's been around for a long time.
Oh, touch tone is the same as the buttons.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Bye. America needs you, Harry Truman. Neil.
Hey, Tommy, what's up?
How many Neils are in maternity wards these days?
Not many.
Right.
Tommy, I called you last night today about a date. I had a problem with a date, a girl in class that kept blowing me kisses.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was going to bring her to Chi-Chi's and go watch Bronx Tale. And you told me to go...
go see Shadowlands.
You should go to see Shadowlands.
Yeah.
And bring her to Chet's.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so I had this idea. I had this plan. So I was gonna give her this flower, and I was going to tell her the things about how we're going to start over, and we're going to do this new plan, right?
Yeah.
So we go to Hennepin Tech, and I went down to the floral department.
You know, I'd really like to hear the end of this story. So is there any possibility that I could start out with you at 7 after the hour?
Sure, that's no problem.
All right, thanks. KSTP, good old St. Paul, big time Minneapolis, that big old...
From ABC News.
Who are you, boy?
I'm Paul James.
Paul.
Information that New York City landmarks like the UN and or the Statue of Liberty may be attacked by terrorists came from one detainee at Guantanamo
Bay. It's going to happen.
New York City Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly issued a written statement saying the FBI has warned the general.
It did happen.
The city. Terrorism expert Brent Smith of the University of Alabama, Birmingham.